This is Community Voices on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS.
The latest from NPR News is coming up at the top of the hour. Today's Community Voices features speakers from the recent TEDx U of I Springfield event. The TED Radio Hour airs on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS during Storytime, Friday nights at 8, and after Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Saturday mornings at 11. Our final speaker this morning is Elizabeth Ross Wake, asking, are you paying to perpetuate poverty?
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Ross Wake. I'm a graduate student at UIS, pursuing my master's in public administration and certification in nonprofit management. Over the last 10 years, I've worked with various nonprofits, specifically in sustainable agricultural development. I've had a lot of crazy adventures in my life, including getting married during COVID, raising chickens in my living room, being an accidental stowaway on a yacht, and living, studying, and working in Costa Rica, Thailand, El Salvador, and Kenya. Giving a TED Talk is my next great adventure. In my talk, entitled, Are You Paying to Perpetuate Poverty?, I will discuss how poverty has become a commodity in the fundraising world, and what I propose is a better way to fundraise. I hope we can bridge the gap between perpetuating poverty and promoting progress. Enjoy. Think of yourself at your absolute worst. What does it look like? What does it feel like? What would it look like wrapped up in a short story and a photo? What if, without your consent, a well-meaning organization is using that story and photo of you at your worst to raise money for their mission to help people like you? Do you like being the poster child for this organization? I mean, they're making money off of your sad story, your sad photo. How do you feel about them trading your dignity for their financial gain? Do you think that maybe there was a better way to fundraise? What I've just described to you is our current model of poverty marketing, one which perpetuates poverty. But in this talk, I would like to propose a better model. One which will maintain dignity and promote progress. We have an issue as a human population. We have the need to create an us versus them, a we versus they. We are able to help. They are helpless. We have resources. They lack what they need. We are educated. They are uneducated. We separate ourselves because we have the need to play the savior. So we create a them that we can save with images and stories that set them apart. This technique of using sad photos and awful situations for fundraising has become known as poverty porn. Images of children with distended bellies, homelessness, dirty faces, and tattered clothes. And it's not the images themselves that are the issue. The issue is the exploitation of the lives of the poor in order to generate dollars through sympathy and pity. At its core, it sells poverty while claiming to solve poverty. And as a fundraising technique, it works. We are completely mesmerized by the distressing photos and awful situations. It drives a knife of guilt into our guts and opens our wallets. But this model requires a steady stream of malnourished children, inadequate housing, detailed trauma, and crippling disease in order to maintain a steady cash flow. It is not okay to fund service to the poor through the direct exploitation of the poor. We have shifted from eliminating poverty to commoditizing it, and poverty is not for sale. When we sell what is, we perpetuate what is instead of promoting what could be. I believe that we can either perpetuate poverty or promote progress. And to explain, I want to use the common proverb, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. The lemons are the real world issues. The lemonade is the progress made toward the solution. When we perpetuate poverty, we concentrate on the lemons. When we promote progress, we concentrate on the lemonade. To give a real life example, let me tell you about my dear friend Salome. Salome was my host father in El Salvador, and I do have his permission to use him as an example. I'll give you two very real stories about Salome, and I'll follow each with a financial ask, just like in a fundraising campaign. So here's the first story. Salome labors for 12 hours under the hot sun every day to grow corn and beans to feed his family. At best, he can make $5 a day. And after he walks the long 3 miles back to his humble home, he doesn't even have running water to take a shower. The water only flows through the pipes for a few minutes to a few hours every 2 to 6 weeks, and when it does, his family rushes to fill every bucket, every barrel, every basin, every container they have to tide them over for however long it takes to get water again. And if that wasn't bad enough, the water is infested with parasites, and Salome suffers from extreme digestive issues. A well and water filters will cost $8,000. Can you spare just $20 to help Salome? Now you might be thinking to yourself, sure, 20 bucks, no big deal, great cause. But all I told you about were the sour lemons of Salome's poverty. So the next time I want to get you to donate, I'm gonna need another sad story, and another, and another, and this is exploiting the poor for charity. This is perpetuating poverty. So here's the second story. Salome is an incredibly intelligent and innovative man. Because his running water is extremely inconsistent, he used appropriate technology techniques to collect rainwater on high ground and pipe it to lower ground using gravity so that he and his family can have a working rainwater shower. Now, this does not supply all of their water needs, and there is an issue of parasites in the water. But Salome is a well-respected individual, and he sits on a council board that makes decisions to impact and better the lives of his community. And Salome and the council have decided that they would like to tackle this water issue. With community input, they have determined that the most appropriate long-term solution to their problem is a communal well and water filters. The well and water filters will cost $8,000. The community will pay for the upkeep and maintenance of the well. Would you like to be a financial sponsor at $20? Could you hear the difference in the two stories? Notice that they both talk about the lemons. Those are the real issues. They both have the same financial ask. But in one, I perpetuated his poverty, and in the other, I promoted his progress. We have a choice in what we support and what we promote. It is so much harder to raise money with dignity. It takes a big commitment. But here are some things we can do. First, we need to change the way in which we define charitable success. Too often, charitable success is defined by the number of people served, or the number of mouths fed, or the amount of clothes given away. But all this measures is how consistent the need is. It does not measure the progress toward the solution. So we have to shift our mindsets to measure success as consistent progress instead of consistent need. Next, we need to stop the cycle of perpetuating poverty. We know that the sad stories and photos pumped out by charitable organizing campaigns raise hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, and yet year after year, they continue to vomit more sad stories and more sad photos. Why? Because we're paying them to do it. By paying into it, we are churning out a cycle of pity and advertising and obsession with poverty. But we have the power to change the cycle. Take a look at the organizations that you support. Do they perpetuate poverty or promote progress? Good organizations will listen to their audience. So through our words, our actions, our letters, and our dollars of support, we need to tell organizations that we want to support hope and change. Ask them to support strength. Ask them to support resilience. Ask them to empower. Demand positive branding over poverty branding. If selling poverty no longer works, organizations will have no choice but to change. We don't want organizations to perpetuate the lemons of life. We want them to promote the lemonade. Because humanity is worth more than the poverty we sell. Every story deserves to be told with dignity, and the change begins with us. It is my hope that the slogan of this generation will not be that we perpetuated the injustice of poverty. Instead, let it be that we promoted the justice of progress. Thank you.
Elizabeth Ross Wake and her TEDx talk, Are You Paying to Perpetuate Poverty? TEDx is a grassroots initiative created in the spirit of TED's overall mission to research and discover ideas worth spreading. These events are organized by passionate individuals who seek to uncover new ideas to share the latest research in their local areas that spark conversations in their communities. The TED Radio Hour airs on NPR Illinois 91.9 UIS during story time, Friday nights at 8, and after Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Saturday mornings at 11. Today's speakers are part of an independently organized TED event at UIS. Thanks to Anton Evers, Jr. and the other organizers of this TEDx U of I Springfield event for making the audio available to us. Community Voices airs weekdays at noon and Saturdays at 5 p.m. on NPR Illinois, 91.9 UIS. For V Bonner, I'm Randy Eccles. Community Voices is a production of NPR Illinois.